full time, Arsenal 2, West Brom 2. And the scoreline probably flattered us in a sense that for the first 65 minutes or so, we really were very mediocre. And Connor fell a burst of pace, got cut back, and Sanchez won, knocked it in for 1-0. And later on, and then a few minutes later, Randall chipped one up. Absolutely exquisite touch of the ball, arguably the best single touch of the ball from an Arsenal player since since Arshavin to get out Old Trafford. Hit the bar, came back, Dean Kiley was nowhere, and Vela came in and literally, often they say walking the ball into the net, but he literally did walk the ball into the net, stood on the goal line for a while, and just hoisted it into the net. A quite marvellous finish. 2-0 Arsenal, 15 minutes or so to play. I was really starting to think that my bet on 3-0 Arsenal was going to come true. Unfortunately, it didn't, and that's probably a fair reflection on West Brom, because I think for the first 70 minutes or so, 65, 70 minutes, they were a real good match for us. And then they simply ran out of steam because they were a man down. About 25 minutes, half an hour in, Jerome Thomas, ex-gunner, decided to slap Wilshere in the face. Now, I had a very, really, very good view of this incident. And to be fair, it probably was slightly harsh with the red card. But having said that, if you move your hand towards a face on a football field, it's likely you'll get sent off for the referee sees it. Now, I'm not sure the ref did see it, but that's another point altogether, because he looks like he had his back turned, and he heard the whole crowd go, wah, 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 and then he turned around and just sent him off. But maybe his assistant saw it. Look, it might not have been a red card, but Thomas was asking for it, doing what he did. I assume it looked like Wilshere said something in his ear, and then Thomas responded. So, I mean, it wouldn't suffice if Wilshere provoked him by saying, you're an awful reject, I'm what you wanted to be. But nonetheless, he had to go. So 2-0, we're through to the next round, and this probably was the weakest Arsenal team Wenger's ever fielded in the Carling Cup. We had the SS defence of Sandro and Silvestre, and apart from that, there was really no experience in the entire team. I mean, Watson, Sunu on debut, etc., etc. Watt didn't have a great game, but he got a goal to salvage some pride, and I think we're through, which is all that matters. Blogging a bit more analysis to follow later on tonight.